All right, we welcome you on live stream. You probably didn't hear me the first time, but we're glad that you joined us, and you do know that the Word of God will affect your life if you will take it, hold fast to it. It will change your life. Amen. That's what Jesus came to do, was change men's lives, and He has done it. So, and all the rest of you, I'm glad you're here. Smiling faces. So, let's pray and we'll get started. Father, we thank You for Your Word, Lord. One, we thank You for this day, Lord. It's one You've created for us. There will not be another one like it, and there has never been one like it since before. So we thank You for this day, Lord, that we can live it in You. And we thank You, Lord, as we do operate in faith, that You perform Your Word on our behalf, Lord. So we thank You, and we thank You as Your Word goes forth, the anointings on that Word, that it will produce in our lives. We thank You for it. We thank You, Lord Jesus, that You are that Word, and Holy Spirit, that You reveal that Word to us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. How many of you know there's nothing new in the Word of God? So I don't have anything new for you. We're just going to share some old stuff. But it's good stuff. Amen? Question is, who are you and do you know? Who are we and do we know? We're going to just go over some old scriptures. You'll know them. It's going to be some old stuff. It's going to be about when, you know, we first got saved. We need to go back and check and verify our foundation regularly. Did you hear that? Regularly, we need to check that foundation, our spiritual foundation that our lives are built on. We do it in the construction industry. We do it with old houses. We do it every other place. And we know what Jesus told us about our foundation. It needs to be on a rock. And it's no different with a house. They make us get compaction tests for the dirt and the soil underneath, that it's compacted good enough so that when we put the house on, it will be stable there. And we reinforce our footer with rebar and use concrete. And it depends on the size of the building, how big your footer is going to be. And you know what? If you want to expand your life, then we need to expand the foundation that we're going to base it on. We have, you know, God's Word covers every area of our life, whether it's our we'll just use our head for example, whether it's our thinking process. If we want to expand that, the Word of God will cover that. He will give you what you need to expand your thinking into the area of life in general, but also in specifics. Amen. We all know that we have a general life, don't we? But everybody has a specific life for themselves. God's covered the general in His Word, but it's up to you to cover the specifics with the Holy Spirit and the Word. Do we agree on that? Yeah, okay. So, you know, whether it's something you need financially or something you need physically or something you need in the family, His Word covers it. But we need to know what the foundation is and if the foundation is secure. And the foundation comes from us putting the Word of God in us and meditating on it and keeping that foundation up to date. You know, we know about the one church. They let their foundation go on the city. They let the foundation go, and that's where the enemy snuck in. And I mean, the devil, as much as we hate him, he's pretty sharp about what he does, okay? A thief knows his modus of operandi, should we say? Can we put it that way? But he knows how to steal. He's been doing it since Adam. Amen? He stole what God had intended for us, and Jesus had to come and get it back. But nonetheless, he's still out there, and he's still stealing. And we can't let him steal. And what he comes into doing, if he steals the foundation, then the house is going to crumble. So it's so important that we go back and undergird our foundation, check our foundation, make sure that we know that it is girded up. And you know, people say, well, I've known that. Well, but you need to keep it alive. You know, Pastor did in her garden, if she don't water it, it's not going to stay alive. And we know that the Word is to water us and to keep us on target and keep us up to date with what's going on. Amen. How many people get up and read the newspaper or check the news out, see what's going on? In the world, you see it or hear it every place. I mean, they tell you about that. But do we get up and check what's going on in our spirit life and make sure that we keep it up to date? Because that is what is going to protect you from the world. Okay, the world is trying to close in on us. They beat us and beat us and beat us with all this nonsense anymore that they try and filtrate, and that's the enemy trying to come in. He's trying to fill your soul full of nonsense, and that's why it's so important that we pray in tongues, that we keep the word up so that we can keep our soul straight according to the word of God and know about ourselves. Amen? So that's why I guess that's why we titled it, Who Are You and Do You Know? So it's important. Amen? Let's start in Hebrews 2. We're going to do verses 1 through 4. Hebrews 2, 1 through 4. It says, therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who we heard from, God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders and with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to His own will. Okay, He's telling us right there, we can't, and you know, our salvation is everything that God's given us. And if anybody in here is walking in all of it, I'll come and sit down and let you take over, because I know we're not. Me especially. I'll be the first one to say it. I'm not even close. Okay? Because He's given us so much. And we need to keep on pressing in, pressing in, pressing in. And that's the importance of staying in the Word of God and double-checking where we're at. And you know what? It's work. But Proverbs talks about the diligent one. The diligent one will be blessed because he's diligent in what he does. And the first thing we need to do is make sure we're okay. Because if we're not okay, we can't make anybody else okay. Amen? Amen. And that's important. So we need to know that, and we need to stay up on that. We do know that the Holy Ghost, if we're attentive, and you know, we just finished up our spiritual ears classes, so we ought to be practicing on that, right, so that we can stay up on that. But He will quicken us, and He will, you know, He'll show you where you need to go and what you need to undergird in your life, okay? And it's important that we stay in tune with Him. But again, we need to, it's so important what Jesus came, you know, He was born to die for us. That's what He was born for. God sent Him, and He was born to die for us. And that was His purpose on this earth. So it's important that all that He's given up, and, you know, people say, well, yeah, He died. No, He died from the day He was born, okay? He lived sanctified to God. He lived without sin. And people say, well, yeah. No, you don't know. Unless you've lived without sin all your life, you don't know what He went through. Do we make it 30 minutes without it? I mean, you know, a thought, if it's negative to the Word of God, is sin. So do we understand about all that? And that's important. And, you know, people will say, well, and then the other side of it, they say, well, He was God. Well, no, He was not God. He wasn't God. So we have the two sides of it, but we need to know where we're at. And Pastor Bob does such a great job about sharing the Greek and the Hebrew with us about the words that it talks about what Jesus did give up and the meaning of the healing and of the sacrifice that He did. And, you know, we know from the Old Testament it was a blood sacrifice just like it started out, but it was His blood, perfect blood. It wasn't blood of the bulls and the goats. It was perfect blood, unsinned, untainted, and not only it went to the Holy of Holies, not the place on the earth, because it wasn't a spiritual death. He did die a physical death, spiritual death, and an eternal death for us, so that we don't have to. So it's important that we know what he did give up. We don't want to give up 30 minutes for somebody because of our time schedule. And that's, he gave up his whole life for us. Amen? So it's important. Let's take a look at 1 Peter 1:23. 1 Peter 1:23, and we'll get started from the very beginning, okay? For most of us. It says, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the word of God which lives and abides forever. Everybody in here is born again. I know that, okay? Or you wouldn't be here. You'd be someplace else. But it's important. We started there, and we do know that it wasn't in our flesh and it wasn't in our soul. It was in our spirit man, and we still have work to do, okay? We should never have a question about being born again, but we do need to reaffirm that we are God's children. Amen? We need to tell ourselves that so that we can stay up to date what's on the inside. Now, all of us, our parents gave us names, okay, which was a good thing. I don't know, George Foreman named all his kids George, so didn't he? I don't know how he told them apart. But our parents gave us a name so that when they called us by that name, we would know who we were, okay? And some names had meaning, some names didn't, okay? But nonetheless, they gave us a name so that we would know who we are. And we were part of that family. No different than we are in the spirit realm in God's family, okay? We are, he's given us a lot of names, a lot of good names, amen? We won't get into them right now. But we do need to know that we are born again, and I know probably all of us dealt with this. I know I did. When you get born again, and the devil will come, he'll come and try and steal from you. He'll come and tell you you're not born again. And that's why it's so important that we get filled with the Holy Ghost. So that's a confirmation, because you cannot get filled with the Holy Ghost unless you are born again. So upon doing that, then he can't come and lie to you anymore. Okay? Because he lied to me. I know he lied to me. But you know what? Once we stepped on over and got filled with the Holy Ghost, his days are done. Because then we're filled with the power of God. Amen? Amen. Let's go to Ephesians 2, verse 8. Ephesians 2, verse 8. It says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, but it is a gift of God. Okay. We know that God has gifted us with that life, don't we? That because we believed in the name of Jesus, and we, in faith, we spoke out and made our confession, that grace stepped in, and then we were translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. How he does that, I don't have a clue, but I know what the word says, and we know that the word is truth. So we do know that that did happen to us. And again, did our thinking change? Did our habits change? Did our flesh change? No, it didn't, did it? Did anybody's flesh change on that when they got saved? No, mine didn't. I would assume nobody else's did. But because of that gift, we've stepped into a new kingdom. And in that kingdom, he's put us in authority that we can make changes, not only in our soul, but in our flesh. Amen. Because of the word of God and because of the faith we put in that name, that we can and have been put in a position that we can take that word and we can take control of our own lives if you want to. Okay? We can. We need to know that. People don't think they can, but they need to know that they can. And that's part of undergirding your foundation, because you have been given that right and that privilege in the kingdom because of who we are, and we need to take advantage of it. I know a lot of people in here have been healed, been spoken, and their bodies have been healed and been changed. I know a lot of our souls have been renewed. Amen? Amen. So it's important that we take that word, but we need to know it's a gift from God. It's nothing that we've done of ourselves except believe in that name. And I know, I never really got into a lot of it, but when you start and use your faith and you get things, you kind of get, you know, hey, I can do this, but it's not us doing it. It's not us doing it. And I shared with the men yesterday morning. We had a young lady. She was probably middle aged or a little bit older, but she was walking her dog one morning and she was limping a little bit. And I asked her, and she said she's got bursitis. Okay, and she says it's been bothering me. So I just asked her. I said, well, can I pray for you? And I laid hands on her and I shared with what the word said about that. And that was probably 3-4 months ago. And she come by yesterday morning before I went to breakfast. And she said, hey, can I talk to you for a second? I said, yeah. She says, I wanted to thank you for praying for me. She says, you had prayed for me that day. And I had to get in. I went into the hospital for some other stuff. But when I come out, she says, I didn't have any pain. She says, and I went back to my doctor. And my doctor checked me all out. And he says, you don't have any bursitis anymore. And I said, that's Jesus. I said, that's him. But it's he that does the word, and it's his grace, and it's just us being obedient. But she was so glad, and, you know, hey, I was glad too. And I explained to her a little bit about, you know, Pastor Bob shares with us about a lot of times our healing's not instantaneous, and a lot of people think that's how it should be. But it's not, and hers wasn't, but it did get to where God wanted it to be. So it's important. So, but anyhow, and again, to God be the glory. Amen. And he does perform his word on our behalf and on other people's behalf. So, hallelujah. Let's take a look at 2 Corinthians 5:17. Did I tell you we might be bouncing all over this morning? Okay. But it'll be fun. Church should be fun, shouldn't it? In informational, but fun. If you can't have fun with God, who can you have fun with? Amen? Some people think he's not fun. I happen to think he's fun. Amen? If you get to know him, he is fun. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. All right, we need to know we're a new creation. We are not thinking anything of ourselves, of what we've done, but we are at the top of the food chain now. Okay, we are the, I can't find a word I'm looking for. I'm just going to say the premier person or the premier being because of who we are in him and because he's in us. Okay? And that's, we need to know that there isn't anything that God can't do as long as we walk with him and he wants to use us. We need to know that we are the vessel. Jesus is no longer on the earth. We are his body and we are his vessel to transport his anointing to the people, just like the lady on the street. Okay? But we need to know we're a new creation. We're not the old human being. We're a supernatural being. Amen? We are. We are created in God's image, and of course we know about the prodigal son. When we grow up, we know we trip and fall and fall into sin, but it's important that we come back and come back to where God wants us to be. All right, and he has reinstated us just like the father did the prodigal son. All of his inheritance was given back to him. All that the father has was his, and it's likewise with our heavenly father. He's given it all to us in Jesus when we come back. And it's important that we tend to that and keep that before us so that we can walk that walk that he's called us to walk and that he's given us the strength to do that. All right, we are that new creation. He's redeemed us and he's washed all that sin out of our old nature, got rid of that, and it's important that we keep it heading in the right direction. Amen. We're brand new. And again, not in the body and the soul, but brand new in the spirit. But we can renew those things. You know, as we renew our mind, we can restore that soul and get it to where God wants it to be, that we can be able to stay in tune with Him and walk with Him. Wouldn't it be great to be able to walk with God in His thoughts 24/7? Could you, and we can't even imagine what we could accomplish and what we could do if we could walk 24/7. It would be like Jesus walking on the earth, walking in His perfect will and what He accomplished. And we know I think it was John said that all the books in the earth couldn't put all the things that Jesus did. And, you know, we think, well, He did that. But, you know, we know that it was only, I think it only covers 3 or 4 days. The New Testament only covers 3 or 4 days of what He did. So, but it's important that we head in that direction and desire to get in that direction. Amen. Amen. Let's take a look at Galatians 3:26. Galatians 3:26. It says, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ." All right? We're all children of God, sons of God, because we know there's no gender in the Spirit. Amen? So we are as Jesus. He was the Son of God, so that's going to put us there. So don't let that get you twisted, okay? That's not a big deal. But it's important that we know that we are sons of God through faith, okay? Let's go to Galatians 4:7. Galatians 4:7. It says, "Therefore you are no longer a slave, but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ." Okay, then an heir of God through Christ. So we need to know that we are no longer a slave. You know, we were in the house of slavery before we knew Jesus. People can say, No, you were not your own person. You were the devil's person, whether you knew it or not. Well, it doesn't matter whether you were a good person or not, whether you think you were or not. Okay? And that's what people need to grasp, and that's what we need to go back and tell ourselves again and again. I was in the house of slavery, but now I'm in the house of God. I am a son, okay? And you know, it talks about us being adopted, but you know what? Back when my dad got remarried, he didn't even question the fact that he adopted Margaret's 4 children and gave him his name. And he didn't think twice about it. And you know what? God desires that His family grows, and God desires that we step in and be sons. And you know what? We took in the body of Christ, I know the body of Christ does this in here, that we took in those 4 kids, and they were just like our brothers and sisters. Okay? We took care of them, and we loved them. And, you know, that is the way it should be. But, yeah, my dad never had a question about that. It was just an automatic that he did. And, if you knew my dad, you might be scratching your head about that, but he did have a big heart, okay? He did have a big heart. But we need to know that we're heirs. So if we're heirs, then we're entitled to all that Jesus bought and paid for, aren't we? Which we know it was the new life in Christ. We know it's healing. We know it's finance. But there's so much more in there. It's taking on His character and His nature, that we can pick up where He left off. We know what it says in Acts. These things that Jesus began to do, well, we're His body, so I think He expects us to finish what He started. Amen. And I don't know if you all are watching the calendar, but you know we're getting closer to Him coming back. Okay? Every day that clicks off, it's closer. And I want to be in where I'm supposed to be and have done what I'm supposed to do, just so that I don't hear I want to hear well done, not just well. So it's important. Amen. Amen. Let's go to John 1:12. John 1:12. It says, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Again, we know we're children of God, but you know what? It's no different than a baby born onto the earth. If you don't feed them, they'll shrivel up and die. It's no different than our spiritual life when we get born again. And, you know, we know Paul talks about the milk, but that's the first thing that a baby gets when he's on the earth is milk, so that he can be strengthened. And that, one, he doesn't have any teeth, so it's going to be hard to chew something. But they give him the milk to get him started, and it's no different with us. That, you know, I don't believe we have any babies in here. We're probably at all different levels. I know I'm probably an early teen, probably, okay? I'll put myself there and give myself some credit. But nonetheless, we need to feed on that word, okay? Because we have been born again, but we need to keep feeding, okay? Older people need to get fed too, don't they? Old people, they'll shrivel up too. We always need to be fed, and it's so important that we feed our spirit, that it grows and grows and grows, and that increases, because it is going to be our spirit that is going to carry us where we need to be, even when we step out of our body. Amen? So it's important. The Word of God is our spiritual growth, that our spiritual food that produces our spiritual growth. So it's important, okay? And I know they're pushing, everybody pushes the foundation of a good diet, right? No processed food, not too many carbs, enough protein, but not too much protein. Stay off the sugar. Stay off this, stay off that. Ours is just feed on the Word of God. One, you can't overstuff yourself on God's Word, all right? Because it will produce the actions that you have, and it's no different. You know, Paul related it to the body. It's no different. Our food goes into our body, and it produces energy that we can operate and move our body parts and do what we need to do. The spiritual part of it's the same thing. That it prompts our spirit man to do what it needs to do. That it can hear what God's will is in your life, whether you need to talk to that person or not. But it's important that we stay nourished in the Word of God, that our spirit man stays strong. It says your spirit man will bring you through an infirmity. I think it's in Proverbs that it talks about that. A strong spirit will bring you through anything. So it's important that we keep our spirit strong, keep it, you know, keep it full of the Word of God, and pray in the Holy Ghost, okay? That's kind of like you're digesting. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you feed on the Word and pray in the Holy Ghost. And then He gives you the revelation knowledge, which is the energy that you need to do what He's called you to do. Amen? How many of you know what God's called you to do you can't do on your own anyhow? If you could do it on your own, He wouldn't need to do anything for us. But we can't. Not in the spirit realm. Not in the spirit realm. 2 Corinthians 5:21. It says there, did we already do that? Huh? Did I already do that one? Did I write it down twice? 21. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We'll get there. There we go. Talking about Jesus, it says, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Okay? We know that that's talking about the spiritual righteousness, and we know that if we walk that out, it rolls over into being holy. But we need to know that we are righteous. We are and some of this you got to be careful who you share this with, even if they're a Christian. But we are righteous enough to walk right into the Holy of Holies before the Father. He calls us to come and sit down and spend time with Him. He calls us to climb up on His lap and just sit and listen to Him. Yeah, usually we run in and talk. We need to go in and just sit. You know, and sometimes, I'll relate it to when you're first dating, okay? Because that would, I think everybody could identify with that. But you know, a lot of times, in me and Pastor Noel, it was the same, that we could come in and just sit with each other. We didn't have to say anything, but it was just being in each other's presence, okay? Or people that you admire, or people that, you know, just to sit in their presence, and it's something that we need to do with the Spirit of God, okay? That you can enter into that Holy of Holies. Nobody's been able to enter it except the high priest before Jesus rent the veil. But now we can. And that's part of the salvation that He's given us, that we can't let it go. Okay? We can't let it go. It is the life from Him to His body. Okay? It's just like us breathing in and out. That oxygen that comes in, it carries everything through your blood to your body, all over to your body to bring life to it. But when we sit in His presence and take in His breath, just to sit there, even if you're just sitting there praying in the Holy Ghost, to sit in His presence, that life will permeate you and it'll produce life on the inside of you. And you'll come out of there and you'll feel like $20 million, that you can conquer the world, and you're looking for the devil because you're going to rip his head off. But this is part of our salvation that we need to step into. And it talks about the saints of old. Boy, they and a lot of them looked forward and could see what God had for us, but they knew they'd never get there. But we have the opportunity, and we need to make it and take it and spend time in the presence of God. And just snuggle up. Amen. Just be like a little kid. So it's important that we do that, okay? And that's something we need to establish, and we need to establish it into our habits. Okay? What's it take, 21 days to create a new habit or change a habit? I think that would be something we should put on the top of our list, that we would go and spend time. You know, whether you do it in the evening or, you know, early in the morning or whenever, but we need the purpose to do that. All right? And He's made us righteous. Okay? It's not our good looks or our good behavior. It's Him on the inside of us. It's His presence that has made us righteous. So, it is vital. 1 Corinthians 6, we're going to do 19 and 20. It says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and it's not of your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. All right? Can you all put a price on what Jesus paid for us? We can't, can we? We can't. So we know we've been paid a high price for. So we know that we are, in God's eyes, apparently we are valuable, aren't we? Amen. It's something we need to know. He abides in us, okay? And we need to always be aware of it. And I know I get busy with my day-to-day stuff, but I'm trying to, you know, Smith Wigglesworth stopped every 15 minutes. Purposed and made a habit of it. Stopped every 15 minutes to check in with the Holy Spirit to find out what he's supposed to do, where he's supposed to go. All right? Believe me, I'm not there yet, but I'm trying to get there, or get close anyhow. All right? I'm working on twice a day right now, so. And you know what? Usually if you're attentive to your spirit, the Holy Ghost, he'll, like Pastor Bob shared in the classes, he'll jerk on you a little bit. He'll let you know, hey, you need to take a minute and come here. We need to do some talking. So, but we need to know that he abides in us, okay? And we are not our own. You know, the old expression, I'm my own man. No, you're not. You're not. We weren't our own before we were bought, and we're not our own now. And that's what people don't know, okay? Sin was our master before we were bought. And we were purchased with a very high price. And because we are that temple, and we need to know that the Spirit of the living God lives in us, we might want to be attentive on what we do, what we say, what we think. Amen. And that we would. I know growing up, my parents, and I didn't do this, but I know they would have liked me to honor them and all that I did, even in my actions, that because I was their son, okay? And I was not a saint, but I was a son. But you know what? When you grow up and you become a parent, then you scratch your head and you say, I shouldn't have done that, and that. And you know, if you have opportunity, you can go ask your parents to forgive you for some of that. But and I got the opportunity to do that with my dad, so I was good. I didn't get to share it with my mom, but nonetheless. So it's important that we know we are not our own. Amen. And you know what? I know that's hard. That's hard for the flesh to say. That's hard for the flesh to say. But the good thing about it is if you're not your own, then it's his job to take care of us. Amen. As long as we can put our trust in him, that he will take care of us. We know that. He's given us the promises, and we know that he'll take care of us. So it's important that we do know, and we do. And you know what? You need to get up more and tell yourself you're valuable. How many people commit suicide anymore because they don't think they're worth anything? The price that Jesus paid in that life has been lost. And I don't know that it's a slap in the face to God, but it sure hurts him, I know, because what he paid for everybody. Amen. Amen. Let's take a look at Ephesians 1:7. Ephesians 1. Oh, we're going to do 7 through 14. I threw a curveball at you there, Pastor Tim. It says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that he who first trusted in Christ should be the praise of his glory. I'm sorry, that we. In him you also trusted after you'd heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Okay, that was a mouthful and I can't recover all that, but what we do need to know is that we do know that we have been predestined, and that's before the beginning of time. Okay, that we were in him before the beginning of time. and that we need to know that. And of course, we know that His will is good. His will is always good for us. It is His will for all people to be saved. Amen. But it is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption. So we are guaranteed of an inheritance. And that, what we were talking about when we first started there in Hebrews, that's part of what we need to know and not forget about, is our inheritance. And it's all things. But the main thing is it's His character and His nature that we can step into and take that on. Let that infuse in our spirit so that we can walk according to His will, His purpose, and fulfill our purpose on the earth. We all know we have a purpose, correct? Right? And it's not to paint the barn. It's a spiritual purpose that He's put us here for. Unless He told you to paint the barn for somebody, okay? I guess it could be that, but nonetheless. But we need to make sure that we know and press on into our salvation and not let it be neglected. Amen? Amen. Brian ain't stood up yet, but it's close, ain't it, Big Mac? Let's do Colossians 1, 11 through 14, and we'll close it up there. Colossians 1, 11 through 14. That we have been strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power, for all patience and longsuffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of His Son of His love, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. That pretty much tells us everything we needed to know about our salvation. That we've been redeemed by the blood. He's given us an inheritance that, one, we can't comprehend with our mind, okay? It's got to be a spiritual revelation from the Holy Spirit. But it is in His Word, and He's put everything in His Word for us. So it's important that we get into that and we find out all of our inheritance that we can be a partaker of it. Because it was bought and paid for with a... It's unpriceable. You couldn't put a value or a price on that. What He did for us to give us what He had and what He walked in, and that's His desire, that we have what He had and walked in what He walked in, which is all the power of God, all the wisdom of God, and He's put that on the inside of us, so it's important. So we can go back and keep this alive on the inside, you know, check our foundations, make sure they're good, go back over them, just make it a part of your, even if you just do it weekly, it would be keep you up to speed and up to date, because you need that fresh word on the inside to know, you know, God doesn't bring anything bad towards us. We know there's an enemy out there. We know that God's always got the answer for us. So it's important that we know, and it will come up in your spirit as long as we keep that foundation secure and keep that foundation correct. Amen. Amen. Well, Father, we thank You for Your Word, Lord. We thank You that You've given us that foundation, Lord, that it is an unshakable foundation. It is that rock, and we know that Jesus is the rock. He is the Word. That is our foundation that we base our life on, Lord, and we thank You, and we thank You as Your Word goes forth. It enforces and increases that, Lord, and I thank You, Lord, for that. Amen. Amen. If you're online and you would like to give to the ministry, you can go, if you're online, then you'll know there's a button there that you can push. It's a donate button, and it will take you to where you need to be and explain and show you what you need to do. And as always, we will send a tax-deductible receipt, and we are always believing with our people that send in gifts and offerings that God will multiply that seed back to you in abundance. So we thank You.